Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Meir Turin. Meseches Tainus has been dedicated by Mr. Aaron Zweig, Le'iloi Nishmas Reb Shimon ben Nechemya Halevi.
The Gemara Meseches Tainus on Daf Chaf is in the midst of a story that began on Yud Tes Amud Beis. The Gemara on Daf Yud Tes Amud Beis had taught us, Tana Rabbanan, Pamachas, Ol Kol Yisrael, L'Regel Yerushalayim. One time, the entire Kol Yisrael went up to the Regel to Yerushalayim, V'lehayu lehemayim lishtais, but they had no water to drink. Halach Nakdimim ben Gurion Eitzel Adin Echa. Nakdimim ben Gurion went to a certain officer. Amalei, he told him, Halveini Shtem Esrei Mayanis Shalmayim L'Eile Regalim. Lend me 12 Mayanis of water for the Eile Regalim. Vani Eten Lecha Shtem Esrei Enos Mayim, and I will repay you with 12 Enos Mayim. Then Eni Naisin Lecha. And if I'm not able to give you back the water, Haredi Naisin Lecha Shtem Esrei Kikar Kasev, I will give you in replacement 12 kikar kasef, the kavali zman, and the kaveya, a date when the loan must be repaid. The Mashal points out that the Gemara talks about 12 mayones of mayim. The Gemara stresses this to show that Nakdimon was saimich on the schlus of Klal Yisrael, which are made up of the Yud Beis Shvatim, then in their schlus, the pirayin will happen. And if their schlus will not help, if so, Nakdim ben Gurion, who was Asher Gadol, like Rashi points out, was willing to give Yud Beis Kikrei Kasef for Pidyon Nefesh for the Yud Beis Shvatim. Now Rashi says, and the Nakdimon told him, Sheyachzul Yud Beis Mayanei Shalmayim, that he'll return to him 12 Mayanes of water. Rashi says that even though B'derech Klal, a Mayan, a spring is Neveh Me'elav, it has its own water source. So the Chayr over here, why would it be necessary for him to refill the Mayanes? Rashi says over here we're talking about Mayanes that were not Neveh Mayim Kol Kach, and therefore they would need to be refilled with rainwater as well. However, the Ein Yaakov brings down of Shabashim Taisvis that these were Brechais Meleis Mayim, these were water holes, Shenimshchu L'Toychan Mei HaMayim, that the source of water, that they got water from a Mayim that was brought into these water holes. And therefore it was called Mayanes because the water that was in there originally had come from a Mayim. From here, the Marsham, in Shalsichuas Marsham, Chelik Aleph Simin Chafav, brings a raya to a question over here they had, Benegea Ksivas HaGet, as far as writing a get, where there's a din to write a get by water. And he says, previously there was a similar question in the city of Oppenheim, and over there the Maharam Mintz did not want to write a get because there was a shaila how exactly to define the water over there in the city of Oppenheim. The water had come from a nahar, but however, it did not directly come from a river, but rather was brought through pipes. And the question was, how should we refer to this water? Does it have a shame be'er or a shame mayan? And therefore the Marsham grapples as well with a similar question that came up that was sent to him. Then the Marsham comes out that if the mayan brought water into this brecha, into the hole, and the mayan is in the city as well, he says, L'chari of Araya from the Gemara Masechtas Tainus, that such a thing could be called a mayan. He says, because Taisvis, brought in the Ein Yaakov, says that the reason why these water holes were referred to as mayanis, even though at this point they were not a mayan anymore, they did not have their own water source, but pshat is because water originally was brought there from a mayan. And therefore the Maharsham writes that if we're dealing with a water hole that came from a mayan, the water originated from a mayan, we see from here that it can be referred to as a mayan, and we can write a get and refer to the water as a mayan. Now the Gemara continues in this story, and it's mentioned in the story with Nakdimon ben Gurion, that the Kavel Isman, they set up an appointed date when the mayanis will be paid back, and if not, then the money would have to be paid back instead. And the Gemara tells us, B'shachris shalach lo'i shagali oimayim oimayi shagish li'vyalcha, in the morning, this Adon sent Nakdimon ben Gurion a message, send me back either the water or the money that you owe me. So Nakdim ben Gurion replied, Adayin yesh li zman, kol yom kulei shelihu, I still have more time to repay the loan, the entire day is mine. B'tzarayim, the Gemara says that in the afternoon, Shalach lai, the Adon sent him again a message, Shagar li oymayim aymosh yesh li biyalcha, send me either the water or the money that you owe me. And again, Nakdim replied to him, Adayin yesh li shayis biyayim. And finally, B'mincha, Shalach lai, Shagar li oymayim aymosh yesh li biyalcha, and he told him again, I still have more time in the day. The Mashal explains what exactly was going on over here. Why was he sending him these different messages? What was exactly the underlying plot over here between the both of them. Marsha says that it was a question over here whether we say Arva Ad Bechlal or Arva Loi Ad Bechlal. When they had made up the day of the repayment, they said the payment has to be made by a certain date. And the question is that day considered Arva Ad Bechlal? Is that day belong to Nagdimayim, that he has that day to be able to pay back the loan? Or is the loan Mechleya to be paid already at the beginning of the day? And therefore, the Adin Echad held that though he did not send him a message at night, the Marsha points out, because by the Umas Ha'olam, by the non-Jews, the night follows the day. However, early in the morning, he sent him a message, send me the money or the water that you owe me. Because the Adin held that Ad V'loy Ad V'chlal, this day is not considered part of the time that demon has to pay back the loan. And therefore he said, you're already obligated to give me back the money. Now demon sent him back, no, I still have the entire day to pay back because Ad V'ad B'chal. Then the Adin sent him a message, Batsarayim in the afternoon, give me back my water or my money. And Nakdimayin again sent him back, no, Adayin Yesh L'Shoyis B'Yayim. The Marsha says, at this point the Adin said, even if we'll agree that there's a question over here, whether Ad V'ad B'chal or Ad V'loy Ad B'chal, but at least the fair thing would seem, let's spill it today. The first half of the day we'll assume like you're saying, Ad V'ad B'chal, you have the first half of the day to repay the loan. However, on the second half of the day, that belongs to me, so pay it. That's all right, when it was already midday. And then Akdiman said back, it doesn't work that way. Since there's a fundamental question over here, whether this day is included in Ad V'ad B'chal or not, and therefore I'm not obligated, I'm waiting to make Chaver Ovariah dictates, then I'm not obligated to pay until the end of the day. Finally, at Mincha time, he sent him again a message, give me the water or the money that you owe me. And the pshat over here, the Marsha says, is like the Adin said, that there's so little time left in the day, therefore, and it did not rain till now, you might as well pay up the loan already, because there's no way that it's going to rain. Now, from the words of the Marsha, we see another point as well. From the Marsha, we see he understood that in the Gemara, when it says Tzarayim, the meaning of that is around midday, which is around 6 hours into the day. And afterwards, like we see in the Gemara, came the Zman of Mincha. The Gemara Sari as well is Medayik, this in the Gemara, he says, you see that first comes Tzarayim, and then only afterwards comes the Zman that's referred to as Mincha. The Gemara Sari says he feels that Tzarayim over here is a reference to the Zman of Mincha Gedayla, which we know is 6.5 hours into the day. And Mincha is a reference to Mincha Ketana, which is 9.5 hours into the day. The Rashash as well goes with the Mahalach of the Gemara Sari. And the Rashash writes that from our Suya it's Muchach, that the Zman of Mincha is not Bechlal the same Zman as Tzaharayim. And the Rashash writes, this is a Siyua Araya to what I wrote in Masechtas Brachos on Daf Lamed Aleph. The Rashash means to say, the Gemara Masechtas Brachos on Daf Lamed Aleph, after it had learned out from a Pasuk that a person is Mechleiv to Davin 3 times, however, the Gemara says, perhaps those 3 tefillas could all be said at the same time. On that, the Gemara answers, and the Gemara explains, Farmafurish al Yedei David, it already is explained, the Chiyav through David HaMelech, the Chsiv, like David HaMelech writes in Tehillim, Erev uvayker v'tzaharayim, asicha v'ameh, v'yishma kaili. In the evening, in the morning, and tzaharayim, I daven to you, Hashem. The Rashash says, L'chayra, Shat in David HaMelech is, Erev is a reference to Tfilas Ma'ariv, Baiker is a reference to Tfilas Shacharis, and finally, Tzaharayim is a reference to David HaMelech when he davened Tfilas Mincha. Zotir Rashash, if you look in the second parak of Negoim, Mishnah Beis, over there, Rabbi Yehuda, who we paskin like him, says that Tzaharayim is around 6 or 7 hours into the day. Zotir Rashash, so it's clear that Tzaharayim is the Zman of Mincha Gedoyla. So it comes out that David HaMelech was Mispal Mincha in the Zman of Mincha Gedoyla. Ikayach this, the Rashash asks a very powerful question on the Shitas HaRambam and the Mechaber. The Mechaber writes in Siman Reish Lamed Gimel, Mi shehispalel tfilas mincha la'achar sheishayis u'mechtza u'lamala yatsa. Someone who daven mincha after 6.5 hours into the day and onward, he is yaitse. However, the Iker Zmana, Mitesha Shois, Umechta Lamala. The Iker Zman to Davin Mincha, however, is 9.5 hours into the day, which we refer to as the Zman of Mincha Ketana. The Mishnah Berurah explains that though Taisvis and other Rishonim disagree with the Rambam and the Mechaber, However, the Mechaber and the Rambam hold that since Tfilas Mincha is connected to Tamid Shel Bein Harbayim, like the Gemara in Brachas on Chavavim and Beis teaches us, that Tfilah is connected to Midim Tiknum, that Tfilah Shachar Shel Nizkan connected to Tamid Shel Shachar, and Tfilas Mincha is connected to Tamid Shel Bein Harbayim. So even though this Man Shchita Midaraisa of the Tamid Shel Bein Harbayim was from 6.5 hours into the day, however, because the pile, they used to only bring the Tamid Shel Bein Harbayim 9.5 hours into the day, in order that a Yachid could bring his carbon to the Beis HaMikdash through that in that time period, because we know the din is that the final carbon of the day that closes the day is the Tamid Shel Bein Harbayim. Therefore, since Tfilas Mincha is in corresponding to the Tamid Shel Bein Harbayim, and Tamid Shel Bein Harbayim, the pile was only brought 9.5 hours into the day, therefore, the Rambam and Mechaber hold as well, the Iker Zman of Tfilas Mincha is Dafkin Zman of Mincha Ketana. Fract the Rashash, but we see that David HaMelech was Mispal Mincha Gedayla. And the Rashash asks as well, there's a Gemara in Masechta Sukkah, on Daf Nun Gimel Amid Aleph, where the Gemara says the following. During the time of the Simchas Beis HaShe'eva, when it describes the festivities that took place, Yisham L'Tfilas Mincha, the Gemara says, from there we went to Tfilas Mincha, and only afterwards, Misham L'Tamid Shel Bein Harbayim, only afterwards did we go to the Tamid Shel Bein Harbayim, which is Mashma, the Tamid Shel Bein Harbayim took place after the Tfilas Mincha. From here again, we see that they were not makbid to Mispal Dafkin Nizmad of Mincha Ketana, but they were Mispal Mincha Nizmad of Mincha Gedoyla. If so, how could the Rambam and the Mechaber write, it's only a b'diavad? Before we discuss a possible mahalach, how to answer the shitas haramim and mechaber, it's kedai to speak out an interesting halacha. In a case in a year where Erev Pesach falls out on Erev Shabbat, Harav Tukashinsky Zatzal writes in his Luach Eretz Yisrael, in the name of Rav Chaim Berlin, that Likulei Alma, in such a year, it's mutter to mispal mincha gedayla, even according to the shitas harambam and mechaber. And his reasoning is that since, even in the Beis HaMikdash, when Erev Pesach would fall out on Erev Shabbos, they would shech the Tamid Shel Bein Harbayim from Sheish Shoyis U'Mechza, V'meilu Hu'adin, won't give him a Mispal Mincha. And now let's get back to Miyashiv, the Rambam and the Mechaber. Perhaps we can say that the Gemara Masechtas Brachos on Afcha Vavon Beis that writes that the Tfilas were Niskan connected to Tmidim, perhaps this whole Takana only came after the Churban Beis HaMikdash. After the Churban Beis HaMikdash, and when there was no actual Tamid Shel Bein Harbayim being brought, instead, at least we're Masakin that we should have Akoponim the Tfilas of Shachris and Mincha connected to Tmidim. And that will answer Sai the Gemara in Brachos and Sai the Gemara in Sukkah. The Gemara in Brachos, which is talking about David HaMelech, who lived in his man when there was still Karbanos being brought in the Mishkan, and therefore Ein Hachanami. During the Tkufa of David, there was no Inyan, the Daf Kabim Spal Mincha, during this man of the Tamid Shel Bein Harbayim. Because after all, you had the Tamid Shel Bein Harbayim itself. And Hu'adin the Gemara in Sukkah is talking about during the Simchas Beis HaShe'eva, during the time when there was Karbanos actually being brought, and therefore there was no Inyan to Mispal Dafka Mincha connected the Tmidim, when we had Tmidim themselves. Perhaps one could bring a smach to this Yesod from the words of the Gain in the Divrei HaRama. The Raman Or HaChaim Simen Kuf Chaf Gimel Sif Aleph writes, Nogu Leimar, the minhag is to say when one takes 3 steps back after Shemin Esrei, Yiratzen Sheibane Beis HaMikdash Bimheir Av Yameinu. Zok the Ramah, the pshat behind this tefillah is that today tefillah is only B'makim Avayda, is only in place of the Avayda that we once had. The Me'el we are Mispal when we finish Shemin Esrei, Sheibane Beis HaMikdash Bimheir Av Yameinu, and we should be Zaycha to do Avayda Mamish. The Bir Agra, on these words of Tefillah B'makam Avayda, is Mitzayin Gemara Sham. The Damesek Eliezer, in his first explanation of the Gra, says the Vilna Gaon means to be Mitzayin, the Gemara Masechtas Brachos on Afchav Vav on Beis, that Tefillahs were Niskan Keneged HaTmidim. If that's the case, it's very Mistabra, this Svara that we're saying, that the whole Takana of Tfilas Keneged HaTmidim was only that today we don't have Avayda Mamish, so Keneged that we're Masakin at least Davin the Tfilas in the time when normally the Karbanos will be brought, in order that at least we should have a Tfilah B'makam Avayda. And therefore the Ramah writes, when we finish Manasseh, however, we mention the fact
that today it's only a tefillah b'makam avayda. But yiraktin sheyibana beis hamikdash m'heir v'yameinu, and we should be zaycha to do the avayda mamish. And when the Gemara tells us the story with Nakdima and Ben-Gurion, the Gemara mentions that he asked for 12 mayanis of mayan, and he said if he will not be able to repay it, then he will pay back instead with Yud Bey's kikar kasef. The Mashal points out this, that the significance of the number 12 is that it represents the Yud Bey Shvatim. And Akadima Ben-Gurion was saying that at least in the schus of the Yud Bey Shvatim, we should be able to pay back this water. The Ben Yayada, furthermore, makes a diak in the Lashon HaGemara. Ben Yayada says, the Gemara tells us, Pam Achas, all of Klal Yisrael went up to the Rego to Yerushalayim. He says, why did the Gemara need to speak out? They went up to the regal to Yerushalayim. Obviously, they went up to the regal. The regal is to Yerushalayim. Number two, he says, why does it mention Kol Yisrael? All of Klal Yisrael went up to Yerushalayim. What is the point of the Gemara being medactic and writing these 2 points? Perhaps we can answer these two diyukim and explain as well the significance of Davko over here, the Yud Bey Shvatim, the Schus of the Yud Bey Shvatim. In Tehillim, in Kapitel, Kuf Chav Beis, Pasuk Gimel, the Pasuk writes, Yerushalayim HaBenuya, Yerushalayim that is rebuilt is like the city Shechubra LaYachdav, that over there the Shifteka went up. The Yerushalmi in Masechtas Chagiga on Daf Chaf Aleph Amud Aleph says, a member of Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, that Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi darshins from this pasuk of Yerushalayim HaBenuya, Ki'ir Shechubra LaYachdav, that Yerushalayim is a city that the people who come into it get a status of chaverim. Generally, the halacha is that Am Haaretz is not trusted as far as Trumas and Maisers are concerned. However, Zakti Yerushalmi, people who enter Yerushalayim get a status of a chaver who is trusted. Reb Zera in Yerushalmi explains, if so, even not b'shas the regel, people should get a status of chaverim. On that, the pasuk ends off, Shasham alu shvatim shiftei ka, that it's only at the time of the regel when the shiftei ka, then the shvatim are coming up. Now the Bavli Mesechtas Chagiga as well, and Daf Chav Vav Amud Aleph, brings in a member of Yeshua ben Levi, learned that from a different pasuk, but also this halacha, from a Yesef kol ish Yisrael el-Ir, ish echel chaverim, that at the time of Asifa, when everyone's gathering together, they all have a status of chaverim, and the regel was a shas Asifa. Rabbi Yamin Saratskin Shlita explains that we see from the Bavli, we see from the Drasha, that it's a din of shas Asifa. This Maila that Klal Yisrael all gets a status of Chaverim, that they are believed on Trumas Maisris, is brought about through the fact that they're Ayla Lerego, and Ayla Lerego is referred to as an Asifa, gathering in together of Klal Yisrael. With this he explains the Gemara in Chagiga on the Zayin of the Beis, where the Acherim teach us that a Borsi, someone who deals, a tanner, deals with bad-smelling items, is Pata from Ayla Lerego, because he's not ready to come up im kol zechorcha together with other people. We see again this yisayid, that the yisayid of Aliyah L'Regel was a coming together of Klal Yisrael. The Briskeral explained, according to this, the lashon that we use in the Misha Beirach during the Shalosh Regalim is different than during the rest of the year. And we say, v'yuskel alayis L'Regel im kol Yisrael achav. You should be zaycha to be Aliyah L'Regel together with Yisrael achav. Biskarov explained this based on that Gemara Chagiga that we just quoted, that there's a din of Aliyah L'Regel has to be Dafka together with everybody. And we know that the Inyan of Achdus is not that everyone has to be doing the exact same thing, but with each person using his Kaichas, which each Shevet of Klal Yisrael, with their Derech together, the Achdus, that is the side of Achdus. Avimayri Shlita, my father, says Shat, according to this, in the Medrash that says that when it came time to Kriyas Yamsuf, so the Yam was split up into 12 different sections, and the water became congealed and became see-through like glass walls, and each Shevet walked through their own Derech, their own path. But the Medrash says that the walls were able to see from one wall to another. And Pashat of Shad is that Shevet Reuven would not be fully besimcha if they would be concerned that other Shevet, perhaps did not make it through. And Father Shlita, however, wanted to say a different shot. Now, this is symbolizing the fact that each Shevet has its own Derech, but I feel lucky each Shevet has to be able to see the Derech of the other Shevet. According to this Yisrael, we can come back and answer the Diyukim of the Ben Yayada and the significance Dafka over here in this Man of Aliyah L'Rego, that the Nakdiman wanted to bring up the Schus of the Yud Bei Shvatim. The Ben Yayada was Medayik. How come it says that Klal Yisrael went up to Yerushalayim? Say they went up for the regal. We all know that you go up to Yerushalayim. And furthermore, why does it say Kol Yisrael? Why is that important? Perhaps according to this Yisai, the Gemara is being madgish, that it was a time of Aliyah L'Regel. and they were going up to Yerushalayim. And like the drasha was that the Gemara had darshened, that Yerushalayim habenuyak ir shechubur layachtav, Yerushalayim had this kayach during this month of Eliel Regal to bring Gantz Klal Yisrael together. And furthermore, that's why it's Madgish Kol Yisrael. Everyone in Klal Yisrael was coming up to Eliel Regal together. And Meila Dafka over here in Akdim and Ben Gurion wanted to bring out the schluss of the Yud Beis Shvatim, that though they have 12 different mahalchim, however they coexist together, and in that schluss, the water should be able to be repaid. The Gemara tells us further that Miyad the Adu was nichnas into the Beis HaMerchatz B'Simcha, and while he was leaving B'Simcha in Akdim and was entering the Beis HaMikdash Kishu Atzev when he was sad. The Marsha explains, perhaps Bedafka, the Adin, went into the Beis HaMerchatz to wash himself. And this was Derech Liglug, a way of making fun of Nakdimain, that here the Jews did not even have water to drink. They needed to pay an exorbitant amount of money in order to just get water to drink. And here he was going into the bathhouse with plenty of water, even enough to give himself a nice shower.
And the Gemara tells us that it began to rain, but the Adin still said, look, the sun has already set, and therefore the rain was Yarad B'Shusi. And then Akdimon went back and he said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu show the Yeshecha Ahuvim B'Lamecha, there are ones that you love in this world. And the question is, the Ben Yoyada asks, and the Karen Ira as well, L'chaira, in the first time that he was Mispal as well, it shows that HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves Klal Yisrael. Why is it that Dafk, in the second time he was Mispal, he said, show that you have people who you love in this world? The Karen Ira explains that it says in the Medrash, that sometimes there's an haga that a king, his son, did something wrong. So not only does the father not give to the son food, but he actually gives it to the avadim that are standing by in order to further be maknit the ben. So too the Kerat Eretz says, the Adam was saying to Nakdimain, I know HaKadosh Baruch Hu did this because of Klal Yisrael. However, perhaps he did this in order because Klal Yisrael deserves an einish. And therefore, not only does he not give them rain, but he actually gives us rain instead, and he did it exactly in the time after the deadline has arrived in order to further be mitzar you. On that, Nakdima then said, when he went back the second time in Mispal, he said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu show, Shiyeshcha Ahuvim B'Lamecha, that the reason why you gave the rain is because you love Klal Yisrael, not Fakarat, in order to be mitzar them. And the Gemara tells us that it was with three people that the sun stopped and stood in the sky. By Moshe, Yeshua, and Akedimayim Ben-Gurion. The Gemara in Maseches Avodah Zarah, Daf Chaf Hei, Amud Aleph as well, brings this down. And over there, Taisus asks the question, how come the Gemara does not mention Yaakov Avinu? We know by Yaakov Avinu as well, the sun came up early, B'schus Yaakov Avinu. On that, Taisus answers that by Yaakov Avinu, the reason why the sun came up early was only as a tashlumin, a repayment for the fact that the sun had set early the night before. And for that very reason, Taisus says we can understand why the Gemara does not mention Chizkiyah. Though by Chizkiyah as well, the sun was up for a longer time than normal. That was only as a replacement for the Zman Bimei Achaz, when the sun was there for a smaller amount of time as usual. This served as a replacement. Rabbeinu Elchanan, however, says, as far as the question from Chizkiyah, how come the Gemara does not mention Chizkiyah as one of the cases, is because by Chizkiyah it was only a ice ba'alma. Meaning, by Chizkiyah, the sun did not stand at all in one place. It rather just went backwards. Our Gemara is only mentioning the cases where the sun stood in one place. And he says in Bereishis Rabbah as well, it says, Vayasam Hashem l'kayin ice. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave to Kayin ice. Melamed shehizrach la'igil gulchama. That as well, over there, he caused the sun to go backwards. And the Gemara Sari is a little bit bothered that according to Rabbeinu Elchanan's pshat, that the reason why we did not mention the case of Chizkiyah and the case of Kain is because by the case of Chizkiyah, it was only a ice ba'alma. The sun did not stop in its place, but rather it went backwards. And the Taisus Rabbeinu Elchanan learns that by Kain as well, Hemed le'Gilgulchama means that the sun went backwards. He's a little bit bothered because the Lashon HaMedrash of Hemed le'Gilgulchama is not so mashma that it went backwards, but rather it stood in its spot. The Gemara Sari as well has another problem with Taisvis. He says, I don't understand really Taisvis Kasha to begin with from Yaakov Avinu. He says, L'chaira, our Gemara is clearly only talking about cases where the sun stopped in its place without moving at all. Asha'en came by Yaakov Avinu, where the sun was going in its normal route. It just came up very quickly. L'chaira, that has no connection to all the other cases mentioned in our Gemara. So why does Taisus even need to come on to this answer that over there it's not mentioned, because it was just replacing the last time that the sun had gone down early the night before? L'chayr, even without that, the question doesn't seem to be a question to begin with, Fractic Burusari. Because over here, the sun did not stop in its place. It just rose much quicker than usual. The Gvuras Ari similarly asks a question that he really doesn't understand by Nachman ben Gurion as well. Why is that included together in the category as what happened to Moshe Rabbeinu and Yeshua? By Moshe Rabbeinu and Yeshua, the sun stopped in its place. Like it says by Yeshua, Vayidoy Mashemesh, the sun became silent. And like Rashi explains in Masechtas Avodah Zarah, this means to say, because the sun, as it moves, it sings Shira to Hashem, and the sun stopped in its place, so it stopped singing Shira, Yeshua had to sing the Shira instead of the sun. But Al Kupanim, by Yeshua, clearly the sun stopped entirely in its place. Moshe Rabbeinu, we learn out through Gzeir Shavah from Yeshua, that by Moshe Rabbeinu as well, the sun stopped entirely in its place. Vashenkin by Nakadima, in Luchara, what happened was that the sun came up again. At first it was Shekeya, first it was a Shkia of the sun, and afterwards the clouds dispersed and the sun came back up. So L'chayra over here, it's not a case of standing in one place. Kol Shekeni says this question is Shver, according to the Pshat of Rabbeinu Elchanan and Taisus in the Sefetz Avodah Zarah, that the reason why we did not mention Chizkia is because Chizkia is not similar to these cases, because by Chizkia it was only a Eis Ba'alma. It didn't stop in one place, but rather it just went backwards, the sun. So how come Nakdima is mentioned? The Gvuras Ari says, we have to say, based on these questions, that when the sun came back up, it didn't right away go back down, but rather we have to say by Nakdima as well, it stopped in its place and it stayed there for some time in one place. And the purpose of this was in order that it should be nicker to everybody that the sun is still in the sky, and therefore the Yeridas HaGeshamim was in the Rishos of Nakdima Ben Gurion. And the Mishnah brought down a pasuk which says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will bring rain upon one city, and upon the other city he will bring no rain. Rabbi Yehuda Marav teaches us, Ushtein L'Kola, really both things are for a curse. The city that got rain is referring to got too much rain, and therefore the Rav Geshamim is Mekalkal, the Tuah, and the city that got no rain is not able to grow any crops. Similarly, the Gemara now brings down other psukim whereby on the first glance would seem to mean one thing, but really it means something entirely different. The pasuk in Eicha says, "Haisi Yishalayim l'nida beinayim Yishalayim," is like a nida. Rabbi Yehuda Marav says this really is l'bracha, because just like a nida has a heter eventually, so to Yishalayim yesh la takana. Haisa kealmana, this as well is l'bracha, like a almana, kealmana v'loy almana mamish, but rather like a woman whose husband has gone off l'mdina sayam, but he has plans on coming back. The Karen Aira is medakdek, asks the question over here in the psukim that are brought down. Because if one looks in Eicha, he will see that actually the pasuk of Haisa Kalmana comes first. That is in Perek Aleph, pasuk Aleph of Eicha. And only later in Perek Aleph, pasuk Yizayin, does the pasuk say Haisa Yishalayim Lenida. If so, how come in our Gemara, first the Gemara Darshan, Haisa Yishalayim Lenida, which really comes last in the Seder Apsukim? The Karen Aira explains, because Rav was coming to explain to us how should we have a proper understanding of what the Golus is all about. That the Pshat is not that HaKadosh Baruch Hu turned himself away from us, but rather the Mashal of Golus is like a woman who becomes a Nida. And this that her husband must stay away from her is Mitzida, is because of her Tumah. So too by us, it's because we, through our Chatayim, we drove away the Shechina. And on these things it says that Haisa Yerushalayim Kenida, which is referring to the fact that we were the ones that were Geirim HaKadosh Baruch Hu to leave, then Haisa Kalmana, then it caused HaKadosh Baruch Hu to leave us as well. And the same way Rav explains that there's a bracha involved over here as well. The same way Anida has a takana, because her tumah is not forever, but rather she'll eventually become tar, so to Yerushalayim has a takana, because it'll return to Hashem after going through a galus, like it says in the pasuk, "Batsar lucha v'shavta Hashem leikachla," you'll return to Hashem, and when they return to Hashem, also Hakadosh Baruch Hu will return to us. The Gemara goes further and it says, "V'hika Hashem es Yisrael kasher yonud hakone b'mayim." Hakadosh Baruch Hu will smite Klal Yisrael like the reed shakes in the water. Rabbi Yehuda Marav says on this as well, "Lebracha." This is for a bracha. The Amr of Shmuel bar Nachmeni, Amr of Yonasan, because our Shmuel bar Nachmeni taught Bishim Rabbi Yonasan, what is the meaning of the pasuk? Ne'emanim pitzei ayhev. It is better the wounds brought about by someone who loves us than ataris neshika sinai, than the kisses for someone who hates us. Taiva klala shekilel achi ashiloni es Yisrael. It is better the curse that achi ashiloni gave klal Yisrael more than the bracha that Bilam Marasha gave to us. Achi ashiloni cursed klal Yisrael like a reed. He said vehika hashemes Yisrael kasheyonet akane. Just like the reed, it stands the makam mayim. It has its source work of water to be nurtured. It gives a machlif. Visharasham Reuben has many roots. Even if all the winds of the world come and blow upon it, they don't remove it from its place. When the wind eventually stops, the kana remains in its place. However, Bilma Rasha, who is Mavarach Klal Yisrael, but the Erez, a cedar tree, just like an Erez does not stand in Makay Mayim, ain't gives a machlif, ain't Sharasha Merubim. If all the winds come, though, a normal wind cannot blow it out of its place, but once the south wind comes and rips it out, then it's finished. Not only that, but the kana was Zaycha, that with the kana we go ahead and write the Sefer Torah, the Vim and Ksuvim. The Karen Ira explains that this is really a hemshech from the previous Gemara. And he's saying that Achia Shilaini compared Klal Yisrael to the Kana. That Klal Yisrael, when they go through all the nisyonis of the Galus, which blows them from place to place, still we're shesulim beveis Hashem, we're still deeply rooted in the beis Hashem. And not only that, but the same way with the Kana, you were zaycha to write the Sefer Torah, because it's rach, it's soft, so too Klal Yisrael, because through Gullus they deal and accept the Gullus upon themselves. Through that, for Zaycha, that through Klal Yisrael will be revealed, Lazalavai, all the secrets of the Torah. Now both Rashi and Taisus are bothered with a question on the Gemara. The Gemara says that when Bilam HaRasha gave his bracha, he gave a bracha that it should be like an Erez, just like an Erez is not Alamayim, is not on the water. However, if one looks in the Pasuk, it says in the Pasuk, Ke'arazim aleimayim, like an Erez, which is upon the water. On that, both Rashi and Taisus answer that mitzad what Bilam HaRasha said was only Ke'arez, and he meant to say like an Erez, which is not aleimayim. And afterwards, the Malach answered, no, aleimayim. And Memela and Huadin, Vaiter Bilam as well, said Ke'necholim. He meant to make it sound like Ke'necholim that sometimes dry out. On that, the Malach told him, no, Nitayu. Like the nachal that is there, always does not get dried out. And that's the meaning of the pasuk, V'ayapach Hashem l'ikach l'chas ha'klal l'bracha, al yidei malach, that through a malach, it was nishapach, me'klala l'bracha. Now this, that Rashi and Taisus discuss, is really taken from the sugya in Sanhedrin. The sugya in Sanhedrin, and daf kuf hei on the beis, on the pasuk, V'ayasim davar b'fi bilam. Over there, there's a machlekes between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yonasan. Rabbi Yehuda says, Vayasim Davar Befi Bilam is that he gave Bilam over to a malach. And Rabbi Yonasan says, Chaka, it means he placed like a hook inside Bilam's mouth, that he should not curse. Rashi and Taisus are going with the mahalach of Rabbi Eliezer, who learned that the pshat is, Bilam was given over to a malach, who interjected and added to what Bilam was saying. However, we have to understand Lefizet. My brother, Rav Moshe Bitzal, asked a very strong question on the Maral Diskin from this Gemara. But Avi Ezri of Shach in Hilchos Yisaydi Atayra and Perek Zayin Halacha Vav brings down a tremendous Yisayd from the Maral Diskin and the whole understanding of how Nebuah works. The Maral Diskin is discussing four questions we will talk about today. Number one, the Gemara in Ba'basar Naf Yud Dalet Amar Aleph writes, Maisha Kasaf Sifrai Uparshas Bilam. Maisha Rabbeinu wrote down his Sefer, meaning the Sefer Torah, together with Parshas Bilam. And the question is, why is Parshas Bilam singled out? It's a part of the Torah, like any other part of the Torah. Number two, the Sifri, in the end of Parsha Zayis HaBracha, it says, "V'leikam Navi Oid v'Yisrael k'maisha." No Navi ever stood up again like Moshe Rabbeinu. The Sifri says, "V'leikam v'Yisrael." In Klal Yisrael, a Navi did not stand up like Moshe Rabbeinu. Aval b'umma yisa'ilam kam, but there was a Navi amongst the nations of the world that stood up like Moshe. Oman inu Bilam, and this is Bilam HaRasha. And the question is, how could we even begin to compare the two? Moshe Rabbeinu was the epitome of Tahara, Bilam was the epitome of Tumah. How could the Sifri say that it was Kam Kamaisha through Bilam? Number three, the Maral Diskin wants to know, what was the Havamina of Bilam to go and curse Klal Yisrael? HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, don't curse. What was Havamina to still go? And finally, we find the concept that Moshe Rabbeinu's Nevuah was different than all the other Nevi'im. that all the other Nevi'im was Askaparia She'ena Me'ira, was not entirely clear, and Moshe Rabbeinu was Askaparia Ha'me'ira. What exactly does this mean? The Maral Tiskin explains that the insight of how a Nevuah works is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives the Nevuah through the Nefesh of the Navi. And the Navi sees in his Nefesh the Pinsrin HaNevuah, the interpretation of the Nevuah. However, the Maral Tiskin says, similar to sun that shines through a window, if it's a clear glass window, the sun comes through in its natural color. However, if the window is a colored window, a red window, a blue window, the sun that comes through, the light that comes through, is colored with the color of the window. Dr. Maral Diskin, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives over a Nevuah to a Navi, based on what the Nefesh of the Navi is, that's how he interprets the Nevuah. And the same way that we find that a Chalayim, a dream, is 1/60th of a Nevuah. And the Gemara in Brachos teaches us that Ka'a Chalayim is Hochen Achar HaPeh. The interpretation of the dream is based on how people interpret it and people speak it out. Huadim by Nevuah, the Pisrin HaNevuah is based on how it's Nechgak, how it's understood in the Nefesh of the Navi. And obviously, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives a Nevuah to a Navi, he knows beforehand the Nefesh of the Navi, and obviously it's meant to be Nechgak, it's meant to be interpreted according to the way that Navi, his Nefesh, is going to interpret it. However, by Moshe Rabbeinu, it was a level Askaparia HaMe'ira, which means it was like sunlight going through a clear glass window. That over there was mamish completely in the most pristine form, the Nevuah from Hashem. Therefore, Bilam HaRasha held, since he's going and he has a tremendous Ayin Ra for Klal Yisrael, Nefesh Rechava, horrible Midas, therefore the Metzius of Nevuah is going to cause that when he gets a Nevuah from Hashem, automatically he's going to interpret it in his soul, it's going to be interpreted in his soul in a Pisrin Ra for Klal Yisrael and a bad interpretation for Klal Yisrael. This answers the question, what was Bilam's Havamina to go? His Havamina was to go because he understood how Nevuah works, and therefore he understood that the Nevuah automatically would be interpreted in his soul for Klal Yisrael's detriment. And because that is the Metzius of how Nevuah works, therefore when it came to Bilam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu needed to change the whole way the Nevuah works when it comes to a Navi. Generally speaking, we know that it goes through the Nefesh of the Navi. However, by Bilam, that was not possible, because automatically it would be Nechgak in him, the Pisrin L'ra. Therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to give it in a pristine way, not going through his Nefesh. Now, in a certain way, it was on the level of the Nevuah Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu, because of his greatness, that his Nefesh was so pristine and pure, the male of the Dvar Hashem was Nechgak in its most pristine way. He did not have any Negias, any of his own Midas, which would cause an interpretation on Nevuah based on any bias that he himself had. However, by Bilam, though it ended up being that the Nevuah as well came in the most pristine form, it was not because of his Mila, the opposite is true, because of his low level, therefore the Nevuah had to be given not through Nafshai. That answers the question from the Sifri. The Sifri says that no Navi ever stood like Moshe Rabbeinu. However, in the Umas Ha'olam, there was a Navi like Moshe, which is Bilam. It doesn't mean on his level of being a Kedusha, of being a good person, but rather it means that as far as the Nevuah coming in its most pristine form, that happened to Bilam as well. According to this, Rav Greinzug Shlita wanted to answer Pshat in the Gemara Masechtas Megillah. The Gemara Masechtas Megillah says they once wanted to hear a Nevuah, and they Dafka wanted to go to a woman to hear how she got the Nevuah. Because the Gemara says, Nashim are Rachmanias, ladies naturally have more mercy than a man, and therefore they wanted Dafka, the Nevuah, to be given to her. And the question is, Nevuah is not up to a person to decide how he wants to interpret it. So what difference does it make if they would go to a woman who's a Rachman, who has Rachmanis? According to Rabbi Yeshua Leib, it comes out beautiful. Because granted, it's not up to a Navi to decide what the Nevuah is going to be. But the Metzius of a Nevuah is that its interpretation is based on the Nefesh of the Navi. And that's the way the Nevuah is meant to be given originally, like Rav Shul Leib Diskin says. Of course, every Nevuah was totally a Navi of total Amitas, the truth, the way the Nevuah is supposed to be given. HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows beforehand the Nefesh of the Navi. And when he gives the Nevuah to that Navi, obviously that Pisrin is supposed to be understood that way. However, they wanted to go to a Nevi'ah, a lady Navi, in order that she should be able to get the Nevuah, that the Pisrin automatically would be understood in the way of Rachmanis. According to this, Maral Diskin answers as well why the Gemara in Basra refers to Moshe Rabbeinu writing the Sifra, Uparshas Bilam.
He says, because the whole Torah was given to Moshe through Askelparia Hameira. The only chelek that did not have to be given to Moshe through Askelparia Hameira, or was able to be put down exactly the way it was given, was to Bilam, since Bilam already had got it through the idea of Askelparia Hameira. Now, according to Rabbi Yeshua Leib, it's very hard to understand our sugya and the sugya in Sanhedrin. What does the Gemara mean that it was better the curse of Achi Ashilaini than the bracha of Bilam? If after all, when it came to the bracha of Bilam, which was through a nevuah, and over here the nevuah was not going derech nafsha, it was being given in its most pristine form, so how could we say that it was a curse? So on this, Rav Moshe Batzal wanted to answer that we have to say that there are really two nekudas over here. The actual nevuah that was given over was Ke'eretz. And if Eretz would have gone through the nefesh of Bilam, because Bilam had a nefesh rechava and ayin ra for Klal Yisrael, automatically the pisron would have been nechgak in his nefesh, Ke'eretz, which is not Almayim. However, when the nevuah was given, and we see obviously the bracha had to be given through a nevuah, when the Eretz was given over to Bilam, it was Askelpari on the Iran, therefore Eretz really meant Eretz Alemayim. But there was a second step. Bilam Enechanami could not change what Erez means. It's Erez Alei Mayim, but he refused to utter that next chelek. He refused to say Alei Mayim. B'negeya that's where the Malach came in. The Malach interjected and said, say over the rest of the Nevuah, what this Erez is interpreted as meaning. Alei Mayim. Erez means Alei Mayim. But without the Yisrael of Rabbi Shul Leib, Emes will be shver the whole sugya of the Malach adding in. Obviously, this nevuah had to be, the bracha had to be through Bilam, through a Navi. So what did it help the Malach to interject? It must be because the nevuah was given over Erez Alei Mayim. He just refused to say that part Alei Mayim. On that, it helped the Malach interjecting and saying Alei Mayim. The Gemara continues, and the Gemara tells us, Tan Rabbanan L'Olam Yei Adam Rach Kikanev Al Yei Kashik Erez. A person should always be soft like a reed and not be strong and hard like a cedar. Ma'aseh Shabbar Rabbi Elazar Rav Shimon Migdal Gedar Mibeis Rabbi is a story where Rabbi Elazar Rav Shimon by Achai's son came from Migdal Gedar from the house of his Rebbe. V'haya Rachav Al Hamar, he was riding on a donkey. Umetayel Al Svasnar, he was riding by the edge of the river. V'sameach Simcha Gedayla, he was very happy. V'haisa Daite Gasa Alav Nishalom Atayr Harbi. On his Madrega, there was a dakis of Gasas Haruach, a little bit of haughtiness because he had learned so much Torah. A person appeared to him on the road who was very disgusting looking. This fellow said to Elazar of Shimon, Shalom Alecha. The Lay Hexalayer of Elazar of Shimon did not reply. Amar Lay instead he told the man, Reka, you empty person, Kama Machur Isai Ish, how disgusting is that man? Shemek Kolbene Ercha Machuarin Kamaischa, perhaps everyone in your city is as disgusting looking as you? Amar Lay told him, Any idea, I don't know. Go back and tell the craftsman that made me how disgusting is this keli that you made. Gemara says once he knew that he was chayte, he came off the donkey and he threw himself on the floor in front of this man. He said, please be michael me, I was wrong. He said, no, I refuse to be michael you until you go back to the craftsman that made me and tell him how disgusting is this keli that you made. Gemara says he was following him until they reached the city. All the people in the city came out to greet Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, and they were calling out, Shalom Lecha, Rebbe, Rebbe, Myri, Myri. And the man turned to them, he said, who are you calling Rebbe, Rebbe? They said, what do you mean, this man who's walking behind you? He said, if you're calling him Rebbe, there should not be many like him in Klal Yisrael. They said, why? He said, such and such is what he said to me. They said, even so, be Michael, because he's a great man in Torah. He said, okay, in your schus, I'll be Michael, as long as he will not be Ragel, accustomed to doing this. Miyad it says, Rabbi Elazar of Shimon entered the Beis Medrash and he darshan, the person always should be soft like a reed and not be hard like an Erez tree, and therefore the Kana was Zaycha to make from it a kulmis to write with it a Sefer Torah, Tefillin, and Mezuzas. The question is, what if Shad in the Gemara over here? Rabbi Elazar of Shimon, the Gemara in Sukkah teaches us, the Rav Shimon Bayachai said, Re'isi b'nei Aliyah v'himu atim, I saw great people and there are very few of them. If there's only two in the world, it's me and my son, Elazar. So Elazar Rav Shimon, besides being a Tana, he was from the greatest men. How is it possible that he would go ahead and talk to the man in this fashion? Furthermore, the Alta tells the Rav, asks, at the end he said, I'm willing to yimalchi you as long shalete yiragel lasis kain. You should not be accustomed to act this way. Which sounds like that as long as you don't do it all the time, that's fine.
What does that mean, as long as you're not accustomed? Even to do it once would seem to be a terrible thing. The Alter tells a Rav, gives a beautiful explanation in his Gemara. He says, when he met this man with Mechur B'Yaisar, the Gemara does not mean, physically speaking, he was disgusting looking. But rather, the Gemara means to say that he saw that he was empty of Torah and mitzvahs and full of Averis. And therefore he told him, Reka, empty person, how disgusting you look, meaning how disgusting you're doing to your nefesh, how you're destroying yourself. And that's what he told him as well, Shema kol b'nei ircha mecharon k'moyscha. Perhaps all the people in your city are disgusting like you, meaning that perhaps the reason why you sin so much is because the people in your city as well are full of averis, and that's mashpi on you. On that he told him, I don't know, but go back to the one who made me and say how disgusting is the kli that you made. What he meant to say is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created me with the Yetzirah, and therefore to go ahead and talk that way about me is at the end of the day talking about the Bria of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Then he realized the brother of Shimon that it was not the proper way how he should have spoken to him, and he asked him, begged him from Chila. This answers as well why at the end he said, I'm willing to be Michael you as long as you won't be Ragel Lasis Kane. They won't be accustomed to doing this. And the question was, well, to do it once in a while is okay? The answer to that is that yes, generally, the way to give Teichacha is not by putting down the person and not talking in a strong way. But there are certain cases where the regular channels of Teichacha don't work, and a person has to go ahead and talk in a more strong fashion. Similarly, you cite Ramatul Katzatzal said in the Pasuk in Mishle, Shlaim HaMelech says, Al Teichach lets penis na'eka, Teichach l'chacham v'yaveka. Do not give Musar to the scoffer because he'll hate you for it. Rather, give Musar to the wise person and he'll love you for it. He explained, the Pasuk is not referring to two different individuals. It's talking about the same individual. But it all depends on how the Teichach is given. If it's given in a way where the person feels that you are machsh of them, you feel they're a wise person, then they'll love you for it. However, if the way they get the feeling is as if they're a letz, as if they're someone who's low in your eyes, such a way they'll hate you for the musar that's given. And the Gemara says that the Talmidim asked Rav Ada bar Ava, "B'ma harachta yomim? In what schus were you zoicha to live so long?" And from the different things that he mentioned to them, one of the things mentioned is, I was not mahar in divrei Torah in alleyways that were dirty. The Rajma Mesechlis Megillah asks, he doesn't understand, what was this great shvach that he was saying about himself? After all, the Gemara Mesechlis Brachas and Afchav Dalad on the Beis teaches us that it's asher min haTorah. It's asher midina to mahar words of Torah in mevuah samitu nafais. On this, the Rajma answers that Rather, Ava held like Rav Yochanan, who holds that Meikar Adin is Mutatu Mahar and Devei Torah and Mevuah Samitu Nafais. The Birka Yosef and Arachayim Simon Pehes if Katan Vav is Masber, what the Rajah means to say, that it's not the Pshat that Rav Yochanan holds that it's always Mutatu Mahar in a Mokamitunav, but rather, like Rav Yochanan says, the whole Isser is only to stand to be Mahar and Devei Torah. However, if a person is in transit, he's moving, and he's walking through the Mevuah Samitu Nafais, in such a case, Me'ikar Adin, there is no Isser, according to Rav Yochanan, according to Rav Ada bar Ava. And this was the Shvach Rav Ada bar Ava was saying about himself, that Afilu Hachi, he was Machmer, not even to Mahar, Derech Halicha. What is the chiluk between Derech Amida and Derech Halicha? The Gur Sari explains, in Masechtas Tainis, that the Isser to Mahar and Divrei Torah and Amakim Metunav is learned out from the Pasuk, the Haya Machanecha Kadosh, and your Machane should be holy. If Yochanan holds that the Shem Machane is only where a person is in one spot and he's dwelling there, over there we could refer to the area surrounding him as his Machane. However, if a person is walking and there happens to be Dvar Mitunafim on the side, since he's not stationary, but he's in transit, it cannot be called that the area around him is considered his Machane. Rosh Hashanah, however, asks a very strong question on the Mahalach of the Gvuras Ari, because the Gemara Masechtas Zvachim and Daf Samach on the Beis teaches us that even in the time when they would be in transit in the Midbar, still the Zavim and Mitzrayim would have to be sent out from the different areas. The Mitzrayim was not allowed into the area where the Shvatim were camped, and the Zav was not allowed into the area of the Machna Levia. And like Rashi over there in Zvachim explains, because the Gemara on Samach Aleph on the Beis in Zvachim says, even at the time when they're traveling, it still has a shame oil mayed, and it still has a shame machane. The people camping around it are considered machane levim and machane Yisrael. So we see from here, even during transit, still it retains its shame machane. If so, how could the Gevurah Sari say that the reason why it was mutati mahara and divrei Torah according to Rabbi Yochanan when the person was in transit is because it does not have a shame b'haya machanecha kadosh, because when a person's moving, it loses the status of a machane. You see, when Klal Yisrael moved in the Midbar, there was still considered machane Yisrael and machane Leviya b'negei ha'alacha of sending a mitzairah and a zav out. Perhaps one can say a possible mahalach to explain what the Gevurah Sari means. Perhaps the Gevurah Sari holds that there's a distinction between when we talk about in Zvachim about the Machne Yisrael and when we talk about V'haya Machanecha Kadosh. When it comes to V'haya Machanecha Kadosh, so what's Kiveya, the Torah's Machane, is the fact that a person is stationary in one area, that becomes his Machane, and then it's Chal the Din of V'haya Machanecha Kadosh. One cannot be Mahar in Divrei Torah if there are Dvar Mutunafim in his Machane. However, when it comes to Sugi and Zvachim, as far as sending out a Zav and Mitzayra, what gave the Shem Machane to the Machane Leviyah and the Machane Yisrael was the fact the way they camped relative to the Ayil Ma'ed, relative to the Mishkan. The ones who camped directly around the Mishkan, the Leviyim, were considered Machane Leviyah, and the ones who camped surrounding the Machane Leviyim in the formation of the Shvatim, they had a Shem Machane Yisrael. So the Shem Machane Yisrael and the Shem Machane Leviyah was relative to their situation, how they were camped around the Mishkan. And therefore, as long as at the time when the Mishkan was traveling, it still had a Shem Mishkan on it, and they were surrounding it, and they were in their formation surrounding the Mishkan, the Mela, they did not lose the Shem Machane. The Gemara tells us further, Amale Rava L'Rafim Bar Papa, Lemelon Mar Mehani Mili Ma'al Yisad Av Avd Rav Huna. Tell us about the great things that Rav Huna used to do. So he told them, one of the things was that Kol Panya Demali Shabsa, every Erev Shabbos, Havimishadish Shlucha L'Shuka, he would send down a messenger to the marketplace, the Chol Yarka Davapayishu L'Ginoi, any extra vegetables that the gardeners had, Zavinlai, he would buy them, Mishadilai L'Nahara, and he would throw them into the river. Gemara asks, V'leisilani, and why did he not just give it to the poor people? On that, the Gemara answers, Zimnin de Samcha Datayu V'leyasul Mizvan. He was concerned they would come to rely on it, and what would be a week where there was no extra vegetables, they would go starving. Therefore, he did not give it to the Aniyim. On that, the Gemara asks, at least, V'lishte L'behema, you might as well throw it to the animals. On that, the Gemara answers, Kasava Rav Huna held, Maichel Adam Ein Machil L'behema. Food that was designated for a person, it is forbidden to give to an animal. Rashi explains, because it's a bizayin to the Eichel, and it looks like someone is being bayit b'tayva she'eshpia HaKadosh Baruch Hu ba'olam, as if he's not grateful for the food that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given to people. Now the Magen Avraham in Shulchan Aruch, in Simen Kuf Ayin Aleph, the end of Sif Aleph, brings down this halacha l'maisa, that ma'ichul adam, food that is designated for a person, ein machiyum l'behema, one is not allowed to feed to animals. And this is very relevant for people who have farms, have horses, and they want to use leftover challah, leftover food, to feed to the animal. The Magen Avraham's Ashita is that this would be asur based on this Gemara, Ma'ichul Adam Ein Machilon L'Behema. However, the Eitz Mepharshim Shulchan Aruch brings down from the Chassam Sefer, where the Chassam Sefer quotes the Eliyahu Rabbah. The Eliyahu Rabbah says that since the Lashna Gemara is Kasavar Ma'ichul Adam Ein Machilon L'Behema, it's mashmat the Gemara means to say this is Rav Huna's opinion. Kasavar, he holds food designated for a person may not be fed to an animal. However, the sum of the Gemara does not agree with Rav Huna Shita, and therefore we hold its mutter. He says, so is Mashma as well, in the Gemara in the end of the fourth parak of Psachim, and in the Gemara in the first parak of Be'ah, where the Gemara talks about as far as Mukta on Shabbos, and the Gemara says, something which was Muchan la'adam le'havi Muchan le'klavim, something which was prepared for a person, is not considered that we assume that the person had a mind to prepare for animals as well. And that's as far as Mukta is concerned. However, the Chassam Sefer said it's mashma, and it's only a question whether a person has in mind that if a person won't eat it, I'll give it to my animal instead. However, it's mashma as far as the etzim halacha of feeding something which was designated for a person to an animal, there would be no such issue. And the Chassam Sefer ends off, v'chein amadavar, and so is the minug. People hold that, and this is the minug in Klal Yisrael, that we do feed things, even something designated to a person, is allowed to be fed to an animal.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.